Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. On tonight, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. I see that we're having a little technical difficulties right now. I'm going to try something real quick. And for those of you that have tuned in, I need you to stay tuned in. I need to correct this mistake. If you're on the line, I see that we have a lot of listeners called in. Please do not hang up the phone. I need to hang up my phone and redial back in to make sure that everything is connected right. So I'm asking if you will bear with me, because we know that there's nobody but the enemy. He knows that God's word is about to go forth, and he don't want it to happen. But we know that he is a liar, and he is the father of all lies. So I'm asking all listeners, please bear with me just for a second. I need to hang up, and I need to dial back in to make sure that we get everything that the Lord has placed upon our hearts to share with you, the listeners, on tonight. So continue to pray while I hang up and dial back in. Continue to stay on the line.
There we go.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're back. Thank God we've made the correction. Now we are back on the air. So I thank God for making the necessary corrections. But we, again, we know that the enemy is defeated, and we thank God that he is in total control. So, again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And yes, tonight is Thursday, May the 3rd, 2018. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, especially for the first-time listeners. You need to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Minister Rambis from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member, he will be bringing the word on tonight. Bishop James A. Jennings is our junior, is our pastor and shepherd. So we're asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We come into you, Heavenly Father, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even for your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy. We don't deserve them, but we thank you for each one of them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus asking that you forgive me and my entire family of all of our sins and transgressions, and not only me, but Minister Rambis and his entire family and every doer of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our prayers and that our works for you, Heavenly Father, would not be in vain, that you would be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come right now lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We lift up Deacon Thompson right now, Heavenly Father. He's one of our members of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We want to lift him up in prayer right now because he just had one of his legs amputated, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that he is still here in the land of the living, and he is progressing very well, and so we know it's nobody but you that has kept him, and we know that you're going to keep him because you are a keeper. Not only him, but we lift up our sister in Christ, Gloria Simpson, who's at home. They just put her in hospice, and she's a retired nurse, but you know all about that situation as well. Even the men in the airplane, in the military airplane that went down on yesterday, and all lives were lost. We pray, Lord, that you would touch and comfort every family that lost loved ones in that plane crash on yesterday, that military plane. And Father, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a comforter. We know that you are everything that we need you to be. Heavenly Father, we even ask that you would go into the prisons and the jails and the detention centers and touch those hearts and minds as you send your vessels into those institutions to speak your word, the day of their hearts will be opened up to receive your word on tonight. Even for the listeners on tonight who may be tuning in and that are not saved, I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight to the point that it will prick their hearts, that each one of them will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And once they're saved in his name on tonight, because we know that you can do it right now, and it is not your desire that any soul be lost. But when they are saved in his name on tonight, Heavenly Father, that they will come to know their God purpose, you will reveal it to them, and they will know without a doubt that that is their God purpose, and they will walk in it, and they will live in it, and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to help us to decrease every doer of your word all over the land. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, because we realize and we know that it's not about us, it's about you. So we just thank you for the opportunity for this worldwide ministry and platform that we can continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ, because your word tells us that we are to be compelled to go out into the hedges and highways and to draw souls to Jesus Christ. They will be saved in his name. So we are asking that you would help us, Heavenly Father, because we cannot do this alone. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in us and that leads and guides us. We just thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that you are a promise keeper and that you're not like man. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. And we thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and you are always in total control. So we just bless your name on tonight. We give you honor, glory, and praise that you're so well deserving of. So we just ask that you would have your way on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought tonight. And it comes to us saying, prayer gives us God's viewpoint to stay focused. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, prayer gives us God's viewpoint to stay focused. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do not have any announcements on tonight, so I'm asking all listeners, the only announcement that I have right now is to please get the word out. I'm asking all listeners, and I thank God for you who tunes in faithfully every Thursday and Saturday. You could be doing other things, but I thank God that you take the time out to tune into this ministry and be blessed by the word of God. So I'm asking you, if you will please continue to share the word to your ministry, your family, friends, co-workers, your neighbors, even your enemies. Let them know about this worldwide ministry so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. So right now, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go right into our music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rembus as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. So we are in the need of prayer. Today is the day that's set aside every month for prayer. And we should just not wait for one day to pray to God. We should be praying all the time. He tells us in his word that we should be praying constantly, instantly, and instant, and in and out of season. We are to be praying, not just for our own families and ministries, but every ministry, every individual that is standing on God's word, trying to be a doer of God's word, we should be praying for them. We should be praying for our pastors, our president, our world leaders, anyone that have ruled over us, we should be praying for them. I did not say that this is what the word of God says to each one of us, that we are to pray for those that have ruled over us. So we're going to be obedient on tonight, and I'm asking all listeners if you will continue to pray and lift up our pastors and shepherds that watches out for our souls. And we want to continue to lift up President Donald Trump. Even though we may not agree with everything that he do or say, he too have to give an account to God, just like you and I. So we want to keep him in prayer that, he, first of all and foremost, that he be saved in Jesus' name if he's not already saved. And we want to continue to ask God to touch his heart, and not only him, but every world leader, that they would do what's right for all people, that God would be glorified through them. That's what we're going to be praying for regarding our president. So right now, we're going to go to our music break, and we are going to pray for me, because we are in a time of life in our world situations that we see the handwriting on the wall, and we need to be praying for one another, not just at one time, but at all times. We need to be constantly praying one need for another. So right now, we're going to go into this music break, and come following the music break, we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rembus as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. And again, I pray that each listener have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Pray for me. Don't you know that Jesus prayed? And don't you know that Jesus prayed for you? And don't you know that Jesus still prays for us? And we need to continue to pray for one another, the word of God, till we are to constantly lift each other up in prayer, because prayer unlocks the door of faith, and prayer, they work together. So we got to continue to pray each one for another, because we are not in this thing alone. So we thank God for the word of God that lets us know that Jesus prayed, so he is our perfect example. If Jesus prayed, and he is the Son of God, he prayed when he was in the flesh, and he still prays for us. Even though he's at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God, he prays for us constantly. Aren't you glad that Jesus prayed for you? I am so glad. So that's why we must. It's a command from God that we continue to pray ye one for another. So right now, we're getting ready to go to the word from Minister Rambus. Be blessed by the word on tonight.
This opportunity, don't take it lightly. Usually don't do this, but I want to thank God for my wife. Because while preparing the sermon, I faced some challenges, and she made it a little easier for me. So I know I'm a blessed man, and I know the word is true when God said he that findeth a wife find it is a good thing, and that's my good thing, and I thank God for it today. Amen, amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Let's get to the word. The part of God's word we would consider today can be found in the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 14 and 15. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because all good and perfect things and gifts come from you, Lord. Lord, we don't deserve your favor and your grace and your mercy, but we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you look beyond our faults, Lord, and you see our needs. Lord, right now we ask that you would just touch us. Touch me as I speak your word to your people, and touch your people so they can be receptive of the word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You have, if you have the scripture, let me say amen. Amen. Okay, let's read it together. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. As you take your seat, I just want you to ask your neighbor one question. Guess who's coming to dinner? Amen. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner was a groundbreaking film upon its release in 1967. The story revolves around a liberal San Francisco couple, a white couple whose daughter, upon a return from a trip to Hawaii, surprises them by announcing that she's engaged. And not only is she engaged, but she engaged to an older man who happens to be black. So the couple was shaken by this news and concerned about the situation. The concern is not because of the fact that their daughter, new fiance, is black, but the concern is because of the struggles that she will face in life because of this type of relationship. So the story goes, they have less than 24 hours to get a blessing to the marriage or it would be called off. So they were shocked. They were caught off guard at the announcement of who was coming to dinner. I would like to ask you another question. There's going to be a series of questions. But would your family be shocked and caught off guard if you brought Jesus home for dinner? Of course, they know you go to church Sunday after Sunday, but would they be shocked if you brought Jesus home with you? Is your home even an environment for Jesus to fit in? Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you talking. It's my house. I'm grown. I can do what I want in my house. Okay, I got that. But I'm not trying to meddle, but I'm just trying to convey a message that Jesus is important. Or do you believe in some that Jesus should be confined within these four walls? Or should Jesus just be confined in your car as you drive and listening to Praise 102.7? Or even should Jesus just be limited to the invitations that we give him when it's time for our problems to be solved or some enemies that rose up and we invite him to come and help us fight them, or even to pay our bills. Jesus is not like some of us that show up places that we wasn't even invited to. Jesus is a gentleman. He's waiting on an invitation from you. That was an interesting question that I posed, because for a lot of people, their perception of Jesus is the one who we go to church and pray to and worship on Sunday, and then he doesn't cross your mind again until the next Sunday. For a lot of people, Jesus is the one that when they do come to church, they hear about him on Easter. And some of them even think that Jesus is still laying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And for some, Jesus even is the one that they confessed with their mouth that they believe was the Son of God, and that God was raised from the dead. You gave the priesthood your hand, and he said, based on your profession, you are saved. So some of you are just happy with being saved and sanctified. But you still haven't offered Jesus an invitation to dinner. I come to tell you that Jesus has so much more to offer you than just a date on Sunday morning. I'm going on record to say that Jesus should be invited everywhere you go. Jesus should be invited to your home, to your job or your business, to your school, even on your team. Because I just believe that Jesus liked football and basketball, soccer and tennis, amen? And as a rule for our young people, I would say if you think Jesus can't go, then you shouldn't go. As a golden rule, and not just for the young people, some of the older people can use that to govern your lives too, amen? But Jesus wants to come into your home and not just only your hearts. Revelations 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door, knock. And if any man hear my voice, the door shall open, and I will come in to him, and he shall sup with me, and sup with him, and him with me." Jesus is relational. He wants a personal relationship with us. He wants a love relationship with us. His relationship is not like the ones we have with each other. You know, we have a lot of love-hate relationships. You know how the old song by the Stylistics go? We break up to make up. That's all that we do. First you love me, then you hate me. Yeah, that's a game for fools. You know it. You know it. Come on, y'all in church, y'all know. But Romans 5:8 says, "But God commends his love towards us, that yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us." So this shows that his love relationship is unconditional. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world," come on, you know it, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This shows that his love relationship is giving. Jesus wants to be involved in our lives daily. So now let's go to our text and see some of the benefits and some of the lessons learned from having a personal relationship with Jesus, with inviting Jesus to our home. Amen. Here in our text, we find that Jesus is arriving at Peter's house. So the first point I'd like to make is there has to have been a personal relationship, because this is evidenced by the fact that Jesus came to his house and he came into the house. You remember when you was younger and your mother or your father wouldn't let you go over certain people's house? You know, and if you did, you better sit on the porch and you better not go in. Or they told you that certain people wasn't allowed in your house. You know, and let's not even talk about going over somebody's house for dinner. You know, but it wasn't that your parents was trying to be mean, but it was because they had no relationship, no personal relationship with them. And the relationship is personal, so dinner is something personal. You just don't eat with everybody. Bishop, tell us, you don't eat at everybody's table, amen? But young people, it matter who you hang out with. Because what happened is you begin to pick up habits. You hear it because you hear your children saying funny little catchphrases and words, and you be like, where'd you get that from? You know, and even sometimes they have secret languages and hand codes, and you be like, what? What does that mean? You know, but also you reap certain benefits from a relationship. You gain access. Not only do you gain access to their home, but you gain access to their life. You gain access to their talents, to their time. I know that somebody here has benefited from a personal relationship with Jesus. Amen. The second thing I'd like to point out in this passage is that ministry don't end at church. Jesus just had been preaching his sermon on the mount, and Jesus taught the Beatitudes. Jesus was preaching and teaching that the believers are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He taught to love your enemies and not to judge. He taught how to pray the Lord's Prayer. He preached to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. But on his way from Peter's, on his way from the mountain to Peter's house, he healed a leper and a centurion's servant. So by this time, I would imagine that Jesus was tired. You know, being at church all day, conducting sermons all day, and some of you guys think you're tired when you go home. But Jesus teaches us a very important key that it's okay to be tired physically, but we can't afford to be tired spiritually. Because in verse 14, it says that he saw. He saw. I know you like me have some things at your house that Jesus needs to see. Jesus is not concerned at what your carpet looked like or whether if you had hardwood floors. He's not even concerned at what color your furniture is. Jesus is not even concerned if you got a 72-inch flat screen TV on your wall. But Jesus cares for you. He wants what's best for you. He knows sometimes the home can be a little rough. Because Mark 14 says, he said that a prophet is without honor, but is in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. So he understands the hurt you feel at home sometimes. But he wants to take it away. He wants to take away our hurts and all our pain, but we try to conceal them. We try to hide them. But we need to invite Jesus in so he can see what's troubling our homes. Jesus wants your house healed, amen? Verse 14 always also says that he saw Peter's wife's mother laid and sick of fever. I don't know about you, but that's good news to me. Because Jesus knows there's some things at your house that you're sick of, amen? You know you're sick of those bills at your house. You know that you are sick of arguing and fussing and fighting at your house. You know you're sick of lack at your house. You know you're sick of those children that just won't listen at your house. I know you're sick of being sick and tired at your house. But just like Peter's mother-in-law, you are suffering from a hot situation. Her situation was a fever, but some of you out here got some hot situations that you're dealing with. They got you heated. And I know that life can deal you some heated things, and you can get heated about some things in your life. I know you can be heated by the way that they treated you. I know you can be heated about the way they played you. You know it just wasn't fair. You can be heated that you came to work early and you still found yourself having a pink slip. I know you're heated about being picked over and picked on. But there's good news that Jesus knows, and Jesus cares. He knows just how much we can bear. Jesus still knows how to control life's hot situations. If you don't believe me, ask the three Hebrew boys. Amen. Verse 15 brings us hope. It brings us hope because it says that he touched her hand and the fever left her. But a touch from Jesus will make it all right. Have you been touched by Jesus? Has Jesus ever touched you and you start sweating about the small stuff? Have you ever been touched by Jesus and your situation just changed? Because when Jesus touched you, it can't stay the same. Jesus will touch your mind and give you peace. Jesus will touch your hand and make you whole. Jesus can touch your heart and give you love. Jesus can touch your bank account and remove that minus and that negative red in front of it. Amen. How many have been changed by a touch from Jesus? A touch from Jesus will cause you to get up from where you are. Verse 15 says, she arose. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus touched me. Because I was dealing with some things that had me down. But Jesus touched me. And I was able to get up. I was able to look up. I was able to think up. Jesus touched me just like Peter's mother-in-law. And what she did, she began to minister to him. In the King James Version, in the New King James Version, it says serve. So minister and serve is the same thing. And notice it said not only him, but it said them. So what it is to be in a relationship with Jesus is that you will begin to serve and you will begin to thank him. And to them that's in that verse, what it is about this miracle, it is a triple tradition miracle, which means that it appears in all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So in Mark 1 and 29, it says serve. Also, it mentioned that Jesus wasn't alone. It mentioned that along with Jesus coming into the house was Peter's brother Andrew, James, and John. So you see, this is what relationship is all about. And this is some of those benefits that I was talking about that you reap when you hang around a man named Jesus. Amen. We must truly get about ministry. And we must truly start to serve others. If you've been touched by Jesus, then it's time to get up and serve. Serve them at your house. Serve them on your job. Serve them with all you have. Serve them with the fruits of your lips. Because I told you that Jesus is relational. Now it's time to give back to Jesus because he loves you so much that he gave you all he had. Because it was on Friday that he gave his life on the old rugged cross. He loves you so much that he died. But he rose early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. I'm talking about a relational Jesus. Not just a Sunday morning Jesus. But Jesus keeps you every day. New mercies he gives you morning by morning. Jesus will not only keep you, but he wants to keep your heart from hurt, harm, and danger. Now, if you don't mind, I want to talk about Jesus a little bit. I want to talk about Jesus who will wipe away your tears. I want to talk about Jesus who will stick closer than a brother. I want to talk about Jesus because there's name in that, there's power in that name. Jesus, I'm talking about love that's in that name. There's peace in that name. There's something about that name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love that name of Jesus because he's mighty, because he's the Alpha and Omega, because he's the beginning and the end, because he's the bright and morning star, because he's the deliverer of my soul, because he first loved me when I didn't love myself. He's the Holy One. He's the King of Kings. He's the living bread. He's the Redeemer. He's wonderful. How many know he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. So right now, Jesus, we're going to serve you with the fruits of our lips. Open up your lips and praise him. Open up your mouth and magnify him. If he's been good to you, Jesus, you've been good to me. I can't hold it to myself. I got to tell somebody else that Jesus saved me when I was sinking, when I was lost. He saved me. I'm talking about Jesus. He wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to love you. He wants to care for you. Jesus. Amen. Would I ask everyone to stand to your feet?
Praise the Lord unto tonight. We thank God for that word from the man of God, Minister Rambis. Guess who's coming to dinner? Are you inviting Jesus to your house to dinner? Are you afraid of what your neighbors or your friends or coworkers may say if they see that you have Jesus in your house? You should not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. So we are inviting Jesus into our homes on tonight. Yes, Jesus is the guest of honor on tonight. So we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I thank God for that word through Minister Rambis on tonight. I was blessed by it. I know that the listeners were blessed by it as well, and God was truly glorified through the word on tonight. So we pray that someone has been blessed by the word on tonight. Guess who's coming to dinner? Are you inviting Jesus to your house? Are you afraid of what other people may say if they know that you have invited Jesus to your house? Well, don't you remember and know what the word of God say? One day we're going to stand before God and give an account. He's going to remind us when we was afraid to let people know that we are in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and if we don't open our mouths and show some sign, be an example that Jesus Christ is in our lives, then we're going to stand an account. We're going to stand before God one day in the day of judgment and give an account for it. So we cannot be afraid to invite Jesus into our homes, our lives, everywhere we go. We should be inviting Jesus, and we should be doing it out of a pure heart. So we just thank God for the word on tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. We're going to do a selection from Minister Rambis and his closing song, and I want you to enjoy this musical selection before we close out. I'll be That the Lord wants each and every one of us to be a living sanctuary. And that's what I pray that each and every one of your heart's desire is, to be a living sanctuary for the Lord in these last and evil days. So we thank God for this worldwide platform ministry. We thank God for every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, because we see the handwriting is on the wall and that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, is soon to come again. And when he comes back this time, it's not going to be like the first time. He's coming back the second time in his full splendor and glory. And he's coming back after his church, not the building where we go to worship and praise him at. He's coming back for those that have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. We become the church when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So that's who he's coming back for, his church, not the building, but you and I, who've accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. And while we are waiting for him to return, we should be a living sanctuary for God, that others can see Jesus Christ in us, though they are not saved. And even through our lives, even though they may not walk into a church building, just because of our lives and our connection to Jesus Christ and our holy boldness, we should be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ. They would want to know, what is it about you? What have you done? Who have you received in your heart that causes you to be the type of person that you are, that God will be pleased and glorified with you in your life? So we are to be living sanctuaries. And while we're being living sanctuaries each and every day, not just on Sunday. Again, it goes back to prayer. We should be praying one ye for another. I did not say that this is a command from God himself. That if you're saved in Jesus' name, we are duty-bound to pray one for another. So I thank God for this worldwide ministry. I thank God for every listener on tonight. I want the listeners to know that even though I do not know you personally, I do know some, but I do want you to know that I do pray for you. I thank God that he is who he is. When I call out the listeners, I'm praying on behalf of each listener over this worldwide platform that God knows who you are and he knows exactly where you are and he knows exactly how to reach you and how to touch your heart. So know that I, the executive director and host of on Blog Talk Radio, this ministry platform title is Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Know that I pray for you, and you, I'm asking that you will continue to keep me in this ministry in your prayers as well, because we could do great things together when we pray you one for another, because no one man is an island. We cannot do this alone. So the word of God lets us know that we need each other. So it behooves all of us to continue to lift each other up in prayer, because we know that the enemy, he's on his job and he's still doing what he do. He's coming around and he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy ministries, marriages, families, communities, nations. He's doing what he do, but he has limited power. I thank God that God, the Most High God, he has all power, even over the enemy. The enemy can only do so much, and he can only do what God allows him to do. And one more thing before we go off the air. We need to stop, and this includes myself, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again because it needs to be said. We need to stop going around trying to use that slogan that they used when Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it. No, the devil, he may put some things in your mind, but he don't make you act on them. Sometimes it's our flesh. We want to get somebody told. We want to say to make ourselves feel better in the flesh. But we are to turn every situation over to the Lord, because he knows exactly how to handle it and how to deal with it, because our words are power. And sometimes when we say things and we're trying to get back at someone, we may say the wrong thing, and once we say it out of our mouths, we cannot take it back. And some of those things will cause consequences that we would have to suffer through because of our mouths, and we're going to have a guard over our mouths, because the word of God says power, there's life and death, is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be very careful about what we let come out of our mouths so that we can be a living sanctuary as we continue to walk before sinful men, women, boys, and girls every day, that they can see Jesus Christ in us. Even though they may not ever step into a church building, they will be drawn to Jesus Christ just by the connection with you. So we thank God for this word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. I thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight, and I want to give a great shout-out to our bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and to my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Know that God loves you. I love you, too. Thank you, Mother Phillips, for tuning in faithfully. I love you so much. I see that you're on the line, and she is another faithful doer of God's word, one of the mothers of our church. And I thank God for her, and I thank God for her spirit. So right now, we're going to get ready to close out tonight's program. Until the next time, you want to continue to be praying one ye for another. My guest on Saturday night, this coming Saturday, is Deacon Blakely from the Morning Star Baptist Church. He will be on this worldwide platform on this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by this man of God on this coming Saturday. So right now, we're going to close out for tonight. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight through the songs, through the prayer. So we don't come over this worldwide platform of ourselves. We know that we cannot do this of our own doing. We pray and ask the Lord to lead and guide us, because we know that souls are at stake. Many souls have died, and they're dying every day and going to hell, and with their God purposes are going to the grave because they have not fulfilled their God purposes, because they did not accept Jesus Christ in their hearts and in their lives, and they did not come to know what their God purpose was. And for unfortunately, some have died, and their God purposes have gone to the grave with them, And that's so unfortunate. So you who are alive and you can hear my voice on tonight, if you're not saved, it's our prayer, it's our desire and hope that you would accept Jesus Christ so that you can be saved in his name, so that you would come to know your God purpose and that you will fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. And so that you would not be afraid or ashamed to invite Jesus to your dinner. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Guess who's coming to dinner? So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. Again, listeners, know that you are always in my prayer. I love you. God loves you even more. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for who you are. We thank you that you're not like man. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your peace, your joy. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing through your word that with God, all things are possible to them that believe. And we cannot do anything without you. Heavenly Father, we know that all power in earth and heaven is in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. For this, we are so grateful. So we ask that you will continue to move through and by your Holy Spirit through each individual that are truly being doers of your word, not only in the United States, but all over the land. You know who your faithful doers are. So we ask that you will continue to strengthen them one by one individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that we will be able to fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that you're always in my prayers. Know that God loves you even more. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. We're going to, in the meantime, while we are waiting for the next, this coming Saturday to come around, guess what we're going to do? We're going to continue to give God praise. Why? He is worthy of our praise. Until the next time, good night. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.